This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
And this is your captain speaking, John Reagan. No, Vincent is not in Gitmo. You know, it's one of those things where real life steps in, and you know, for Vincent, it's doubly tough because you know he's a farmer. And plus, there's those real life things that just have to be handled, you know, during the daytime, during the week, and you know, when you're on the air, that ends up, you know, being quite visible when you're not behind the microphone. And there's really only two ways of handling that: you either have a guest host, which is me today, or you play a replay. And you know, we talked about it, and you know, I really like to, you know, support Vincent and USA Prepares and make sure that all this good information gets to you. So, you know, doing the neighborly thing and helping out while he gets done what he needs to get done. And go ahead and finish with all the announcements for this hour. Our fellow USA Prepares instructor, Dr. Joel Wallach, is in Springfield tonight. He has a seminar on the ins and outs of health that's at the Holiday Inn there in on North Glenstone, just a little south of I-44. Registration's at 6 p.m. The seminar is at 7. The USA Prepares representative is Jim Sturt, and you can call him for more information at 417-863-7149. That's 417-863-7149. And the seminar is free. Also, next weekend, June 24th, or excuse me, 25th and 26th, a number of USA Prepares instructors will be at the RK Prepper Show. And it'll be at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds in Springfield, Missouri. We have Dr. Rajala Miller, Matt Stein, Craig Douglas, and Vincent will be there as well. They're also having a get-together meet-up at Jimmy's Egg on Saturday, June 25th at 6 p.m. So a bunch of your favorite instructors will be there. I wish I could be. You know, it's a Dutch treat, and dinner is available for less than $10. And Vincent would like you to email him, vincent@usaprepares.com, if you plan on attending, and letting him know how many is going to be with you so they can reserve space. And if you would, please put USA Prepares Reunion in the subject line. And students, instructors, and guests are all welcome. Well, with us today, we have Brandon Williams, Iron Edison Batteries. Good morning, Brandon.
Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
It's great to be back on the air with you. It's been a couple months since we had the pleasure of broadcasting together, and it's great to be back with you.
And if I remember, at that point, you were just getting ready to bring out a new battery, and you've since made an announcement on that, then that's why we're here today.
Exactly. We are proud to announce the launch of a new class of lithium iron batteries it's really the next generation of energy storage. So we're really proud of the work that our team is doing here in Colorado, and I'm excited to share with you and the listeners today more details about what goes into building a battery and how that battery fits into a solar or off-grid energy system.
And I know there's been a lot going on in battery technology. If you could tell us a bit about what's out there and how this battery compares to that.
Well, John, the traditional battery is a lead-acid chemistry, and that's over 100 years old, that lead-acid type of battery. There's been relatively few advances, and the lithium class of batteries is really that next step forward. It's really packs a lot of punch in a very small package. It's what we call high energy density. So the lead-acid is really the status quo, because it has a low cost and it is widely available. But there's definitely drawbacks to that technology. It's very easy to damage a lead-acid battery, and it just doesn't last very long. So these new lithium batteries, and specifically the lithium iron phosphate battery that we're using, is extremely energy dense, can discharge a huge amount of energy, and is a maintenance-free battery. One of the special features is it does require an onboard battery management system, basically an onboard computer, and that's part of what we're doing here in Colorado is assembling the pack and programming and setting up this sophisticated battery management system to track how the battery is charging and discharging, and helps us integrate that battery into an existing system.
You know, I guess the point, I'm not even sure what question to ask in that. I guess tell us what that intelligence allows us to do with that battery over what we have available now.
Absolutely. So, John, no question too basic here, and we are always happy to help. So that on board our lithium iron battery is that battery management system, or BMS for short. That BMS is tracking every individual component of the battery, which is called a cell. In the lithium battery, there are 16 of those individual cells. We have to make sure that they're all charging at exactly the same level. So this battery management system is tracking each of the cells. And if one of those cells starts charging at a little bit faster rate than the other cells, the battery management system is able to put a small load on that individual cell and hold that charge level of that component right there, keeps it nice and steady while the other cells are able to catch up. And what this does, it keeps the battery safe. It keeps the end user safe, and it's able to provide a level of sophistication in battery tracking that we've never seen before. Those lead acid batteries that we use, it's truly a dumb battery. There's no intelligence there. All we're tracking is battery voltage, but there's so much more going on. With the lithium battery, we're tracking battery temperature, battery current, cell resistance and cell voltage, cell temperatures. And by balancing these cells during the charge and discharge process, we're able to maintain parity really across the battery with the goal of improving performance and extending battery life. So it's definitely a sophisticated system. And I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to you know, scare anybody away with these details. But what we're doing is taking all of this challenge out of the hands of the end user. With a lead acid battery, this is something, John, that you and I could work on over the phone. I could tell you in a couple minutes how to install a lead acid battery. It's simply a matter of hooking up a couple of connections. With a lithium battery, it wouldn't be safe for you to necessarily install a complete battery pack out in the field because of all these sophisticated electronics that go on the cell and on the pack and in the case. So that's what we're taking in-house to our new lithium iron assembly shop here in Colorado. We're taking all that sophistication and putting it together and delivering a plug-and-play battery for an end user.
And I know Vincent had a problem with the lead-acid battery exploding in his office. Do the lithium batteries have similar issues, or are they safer?
Well, it really depends. So within the family of lithium batteries, there's a number of different chemistries available. The type that we're using, lithium iron phosphate, is the safest of the lithium chemistries. The violent reaction that that Vincent saw was likely due to overcharging. And that battery management system that I've been talking about is able to prevent overcharging by tracking all the individual cells as well as the pack. And what we do is we tie that battery management system computer into a disconnect that's built into the battery. So if there was an issue of overvoltage or overcharge, we have the ability right there on the battery to disconnect the battery from the charge source or even from the load. So we're helping to preserve the life of the battery, increasing safety by, John, I'd rather turn your battery off. I'd rather turn your lights off for a couple minutes until you press the reset button than cause any catastrophic failure that, like Vincent saw with a lead acid battery.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but with the lead acid battery, a lot of times you don't know you have a problem until you have the problem.
That's exactly right. And again, there comes the benefits of having a little bit more sophisticated tracking mechanism located right there on the battery. With a lead acid battery, there's no. Very rarely is there an external sign of failure, and there's all sorts of failure modes with a lead-acid battery. It can be damaged by over-discharge, by overcharge, under-temperature, over-temperature. Lead-acid battery can be damaged by discharging too quickly or charging too quickly. It is finicky. It's really a great way to explain how a lead acid battery works when you're working with a lead battery every day. And I'm sure you've experienced this when you've left your headlights on overnight and you were unable to revive that battery the next day. Everybody has experienced this.
It didn't even take that. I drove to work one day and got in the car to go home and it didn't start. There was no warning.
That's all it takes.
We'll be back after these few commercial messages.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 33.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And this is John Reagan with Brandon Williams of Iron Edison. Their website is ironedison.com. And, I could probably, in a matter of seconds, get people having that deer in the headlight look talking about computers. And I'm hoping we're not to that far down the road with talking about the battery. But I know you have a team of engineers that help people out. Do you want to talk about that for a minute?
Absolutely. So we're really proud of our team here. We're located just west of Denver in Lakewood, Colorado. We have a team of 6 full-time system designers who are able to help anyone at any stage of the process to understand their energy needs and to make a recommendation that's really specific to each application. So whether it's one solar panel all the way up to a huge solar array, whether it's just a little backup cabin that's weekend use only, all the way to a sophisticated bunker, or a whole house backup system, you know, we're able to use components from all the different major manufacturers to really fine-tune the type of system and deliver on some really specific energy needs. So this equipment has come such a long way. It really, everything used to be analog just a couple of years ago. Now we're seeing higher voltages, higher current, higher power from the charge controllers, from the inverters. All of the components are starting to integrate together. And within the last couple of years, all the major equipment manufacturers have been launching online, even if it's a locally based monitoring system. But the amount of data and it's a really clean, super nice interface that all the manufacturers are offering to track energy input and tracking battery voltage and tracking the amount of power going out and being used in the system. So our team of system designers here in Colorado, we help people every day to answer all sorts of questions. You know, I don't want anybody to feel like when we're talking about these really high-tech battery systems that, you know, it's now beyond their scope of understanding or ability to operate. You know, we're making these batteries plug and play, and we always recommend working with an electrician or a local installer that we're able to. Oftentimes, we're able to recommend somebody we've already worked with. But we love helping people answer questions about solar, batteries, generator, energy systems in general. So I'd encourage anybody with any level of questions to reach out to our team at Iron Edison and, you know, give us a call. We are always happy to help.
I'm looking at the specification sheet on these batteries, and it looks pretty impressive. It talks about how long-lasting that is. Could you discuss that for a minute?
Absolutely. Our company, Iron Edison, was founded on the principle that there are batteries better than what's available today. We started off by offering the nickel iron battery, which was originally invented by Thomas Edison. It's a big, bulky battery, but that's fine for stationary energy storage. Then the lithium battery came along, and it's really within the last year, the production capabilities of our manufacturers have increased such that the price for the lithium battery has come down to a point where it's now comparable on a cycle life basis to the lead acid battery. What that means is our lithium iron batteries are able to last up to 5,000 cycles or 14 years with everyday use. When you compare that to a lead acid, you're getting 3, 4, 5 years of everyday use. Some people can stretch it a little bit longer, but those people will also tell you that they burn through one or two sets of batteries in a year as they were starting to learn about how to use their lead acid battery. So the lithium iron chemistry is extremely resilient and will last for decades when treated properly.
Great. This is John Reagan, Brandon Williams. We'll be back after the bottom of the hour break.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It's John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. We have Brandon Williams with us from Iron Edison. And we have a caller, Sharon, from Montana. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. I have a quick question. We've lived off-grid 13 and a half years, and we moved to a new place, and we're all currently able to do the same thing. But he was talking, or you were talking, about the ability of the battery to monitor itself. How does that work with power, since the batteries power your solar system? If you're using it in that system, how is it able to monitor itself and not use extra power to it?
Sharon, great question. So if you've been living off the grid for 13 and a half years, you know that monitoring your battery is critical to understanding how much energy you can use right now, whether you need to run the generator, whether you need to conserve, or whether, you know, if it's clear and sunny, now's the time to do the heavy lifting around the house to, to answer your question, the battery management system is on board, the battery. It is taking just a tiny amount of energy, just a few watts of energy, to track the energy that's coming in and going out of the battery system. What it allows us to do is if your battery is getting too low, we actually have the ability to communicate now. This is really next generation integration with the charge controllers and inverters. We're able to integrate our battery directly into an existing system so that when the battery is getting full, we can send a signal upstream to your charge controller or to your inverter to stop charging. And additionally, when the battery gets too low, rather than running the battery down to a state that's going to cause damage to the cells, we're able to momentarily disconnect the battery from the load. And so that's, in the short term, a little inconvenient because you may have to go down there and press a button. But what it's going to do is really just remind you that we've reached a low state of charge. If your system incorporates or doesn't incorporate auto gen start, that would be a reminder to go down and start the gen. So what are you using a lead acid battery in your system now?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we did that. My husband is a German electrician, and we got like 10 years off our batteries, but he's very careful monitoring it. So, yeah. But I was just wondering how that worked, you know, because it said it had to be, you know, I didn't realize you used part of the battery to do that. I was just curious. That's all I had to ask. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Karen. It's just a tiny fraction of the energy that's coming in and out of a system. It's really just probably as much as a cell phone charger would use. It also, the onboard system allows you to actually plug in a laptop computer to the battery so that you could gather data and you can track right there on your laptop computer the battery state of charge. You can look at battery temperature. As I mentioned, there's 16 individual cells in a lithium iron pack. You can track each one of those cells individually, or you can track the battery as a whole. So it's a friendly graphic user interface that's available. In addition to the ability to plug a laptop right into the battery, we also have a fuel gauge that is permanently attached to the front of the battery. So just like getting in your car, when you turn it on, it's very similar. Living off the grid is a lot like getting in your car. You really have to pay attention to the gauges. You have to understand how much is coming in, how much is going out, and how much energy you have left in the tank. So these onboard systems are really important to help us understand the battery state of charge and the battery state of health and battery temperature. It's just giving us another level of sophistication as we're tracking the performance of the battery as a component in a complete energy system.
I just had that main question, so thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
And thanks for the call. I don't know if you knew, I used to work for one of the electric companies here, and the way things work in Texas, they split it up, and I was in the part that did the electric delivery. I did learn a little bit about the power generation, and then the third part of the way they split things up was the retail. So the average person just deals with the retailer of their choice, and then the other two segments are still heavily regulated, and on our side, we're the ones that have the wires all the way to the houses and did the meter reading, all of that stuff. And it, you know, just learning that some of the challenges you have on the the power creation side, especially when you get these hot days in Texas, you have to be able to generate a certain capacity or you start having problems with brownouts or even worse, blackouts. And, basically there's not stored electricity in that system. They're having to either ramp up generators or bring additional generators online. And when you flip over to the solar panel side of things, you're getting that power while the sun's out, but once you don't have the sun, you have to do something, and that something is the battery. I guess you could talk a little bit about how much you need in order to do what you're trying to achieve.
Well, John, you bring up a really important point, and with the way that the grid is always there, but there's solar is what we call an intermittent energy source. So yeah, even in Texas in the afternoons, when you start to get the clouds rolling through, it may be bright and sunny one minute, the next minute cloudy, and then back to sunny again. So there's some really, really interesting challenges being faced by utility companies who are mandated by state law to integrate up to 30 or 40% of energy on the grid as a renewable source. For the utility, the battery is starting to play a very important role. It's really in test cases right now, but they're really looking at rolling this out in a major way in the next coming years, where you may see batteries in shipping containers at the neighborhood level, where the energy being generated by folks with solar panels or just in general, the electricity would be stored at the neighborhood level. And then when everybody gets home from work at the same time around 5-6 o'clock at night, everybody turns on their stove, everybody turns on their air conditioner, there's a huge demand on the grid at that time. And rather than investing in a new generator plant or even new distribution lines, the utilities are seriously considering putting these neighborhood level batteries out so that they're able to deliver those peak demands from local battery systems rather than from a new natural gas plant, and definitely not from a new coal plant, because it just takes so long for a coal plant to ramp up and ramp down. So the battery, no matter what chemistry they pick, has a very important role in the future stability of the grid.
Yeah. I get to see a lot of news, but I have very little time to research things. And I was wondering, are there any solar cells that they're able to do without using silver?
Without using silver?
Yes.
So would that be like, so the solar cells are really, really an amazing piece of technology. They essentially, the story I like to tell, they basically dip a crystal into a bath until it forms a large block of crystal that looks like a salami. They take that and slice it up into the solar cells, and then you have a slice of silicon that's placed on a sheet. Over that sheet is they then place the tin solder, and this is where I believe the silver would be coming in, is in the silver or in the solder used to connect all of those solar cells together. But when you take a really close look at the solar panels, you can see all those tiny lines etched into the solar panel. It's absolutely incredible for me to think about turning sunshine into electricity right there. So if the listeners, if you have a chance, take a close look, call a solar installer, visit a local solar shop and have them show you how this technology works. It's incredible in its simplicity because there's no moving parts, and it's just remarkable how it's able to harness the power of the sun to power your whole house. And it's really not a lot different than what you're doing now. it may take a little bit more input on your side to track what's going on, but it is absolutely incredible how far this technology has come in such a short period. One of the major advances, John, that we're seeing with solar panels is not just efficiency, but the ability to start to harness energy outside of the visible spectrum of light. And as you may know, the visible spectrum takes up just a small fraction of the total wavelength. And so what researchers are working on right now is the ability to pick up infrared wavelength, where in addition to catching photons, now we're catching essentially thermal energy as well outside of the visible spectrum to increase the amount of power that's being collected by a solar panel. So I see all amazing advances being made in batteries and in solar and inverter technology. I see so much great work that's happening in the lab, and it's really interesting to see how that's now trickling out into consumer available equipment.
John Reagan, Brandon Williams, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent, and you know, one of the things about being a guest host, you don't do it very often and you forget to do some things. One of those is to announce the call-in number. That's 1-866-582-9933. That's 1-866-582-9933. I have Brandon Williams here with us today from IronEdison.com. And fortunately, some of you already have the number written down, like Kyle from Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, good morning, John. Brandon, I had a couple of questions. We're running a lead acid system now, and I got approximately 1,200 amp hours. I've set up the charge controller to run on about the top 12% of those batteries. And as everybody knows that lives off the grid, you live and die by the amp. So my question is, do these lithium, I have a twofold question. Number one, do these lithium batteries, are you able to run them lower on than 12%? That's how we got 11 and a half years out of our system before with the lead acid. But the I'm wondering, are you able to run them lower, number one? And number two, are you in the process, or do you have available like 80-pound batteries that are 6-volt that I could still hook up into my system if I wanted to, that I could carry down to the basement to be able to run a 24-volt system?
Kyle, thanks for your questions. With your lead acid, your 1,200 amp hour lead acid battery. As you said, you're only using 12% of that battery on a daily basis. So that just shows you to preserve the life of a lead acid battery, we would recommend in general to only use a fraction of that total battery capacity. So the answer to your first question is yes. With the lithium iron battery, you can use up to 50% of the battery capacity on a daily basis, with an expected life up to 5,000 cycles. That's just shy of 14 years running 50% depth of discharge. If you bring that back to only 40% or 30% depth of discharge, then you're looking at an even longer cycle life, 6,000 or 7,000 cycles. So the lithium batteries were designed for an extremely heavy-duty application of running an electric vehicle. Like the cells we use are big, large-format cells, similar to your lead-acid cells in size and shape. But they're designed for an electric bus where a huge electrical loads. So the off-grid energy system is such an easy life for these lithium batteries. So we're expecting 15 years or more of life out of these batteries with everyday use. So absolutely you can use more than you are using right now with a lead-acid battery. And your second question, in regards to breaking these down into their individual components, we are now working with customers who are designing systems for boats and RVs, for telecom towers, for data center backup, and for home energy storage. So our shop and our team has the ability to customize a solution to meet your specific needs. So rather than breaking it down to each individual cell, what we've been able to do for one of our favorite customers who has a house in an off-grid house in downtown Nashville, we are able to break the pack down into two or three blocks that he's able to bring his friends in, kind of four-man lifted, and bring it down the stairs. At which point we would we're connecting. We have bus bars and cables to connect it all together. So although it's not an individual block, we can break it down to a smaller size to bring it down into your basement.
Excellent. Thank you.
Absolutely, Kyle.
Did you have any other questions?
No, that's good. Thank you, John. Is he going to be on the next hour or two?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right.
Thanks for your call.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.